Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be back.
So glad.
So good to be back with all of you haters screaming and yelling. And yeah, if you're just joining, first of all, hello and welcome. And I hope that your belly is full. I hope even more so that your heart is full after last week. I hope everybody was able to have a really, really good time. We're refreshed and ready to absolutely get after it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And yes, Christian McCaffrey and, just for fun, Jordan Mason too are both going on IR. And with five games left to go, that's probably pretty much a wrap for both of them for the rest of the season. Maybe you'll see them in Arizona. I don't really know necessarily why you would, but maybe you will. But that's it for those guys. So here we go. It's the Isaac Guerrero Show. I hope he's still available in your league. You can go try to get him here on Monday night. Good luck to each and every one of you. But the rest of it is, Dibs, come on, man. It feels like rubble at the bottom of a cliff right now.
It's an unfortunate series of events that continues to happen over and over. It feels like there's no end to it. And to just get the Trent Williams news about the devastation in his family just makes you think, and I saw this a lot on Twitter, like, oh, we're cursed and jinxed and all the rest of it. It's just a series of bad things that have happened in a number of different ways, from injuries to off-field incidents to family tragedies to a snow game that you really aren't equipped to win anyway. Yep. And I said this a long time ago when we looked at the schedule. That was a scheduled loss. Buffalo off a bye, you in the second game on a, quote, road trip after a Green Bay game. That was always going to be tough, and then Mother Nature made it all but impossible. So if you want to look at just yesterday and think this is a calamity, it's over, we should give up, you're allowed to, but I look at three games that they blew, and if they wouldn't have blown those, or maybe they blew one of the three, you'd be 7-5 now instead of 5-7.
In first place.
We'd all be singing a different tune. So this whole thing sits on that razor's edge. So I look at the next 5 weeks, and yeah, Mason out on IR and McCaffrey done for the year, it looks like. Isaac Guerrero? Can we really go 4-1 with Isaac Guerrero?
Probably not.
But maybe.
I mean, I want to listen.
I want to see it.
I have plans for 1 o'clock on Sunday. Do you?
Lunch plans?
No.
Pickleball?
I would like to. I got a game to watch.
Oh, the Niner game.
There's a football game to watch. They're still going to play it. I checked.
Yeah.
I made some calls. Still going to play it. Listen, I'm not here to blue sky anything. There's a lot to get to today. and we will. But whether you want to say the math still works or whatever, that to me, that's message one, is just save your blow it all up. It's all over. Window closed. Send everybody to the showers. If it were me, save that for at least one more week.
Yeah, week and a half, like you were saying.
And if they win that one, save it for four more days. And if they win that one, well, then let's have a new conversation.
It should be a new conversation at that point. If you're 7-7 and everything breaks right, you could be tied for first at that point, because you've got a game this weekend where Arizona is favored against Seattle in Arizona. If they win that, and the Rams are playing Buffalo, and we know how good that team is. So in just a week, the shakeup could be profound. Or you go out at home and you haven't been great at home this year. Well, you haven't been great anywhere, but Chicago comes in and does to you what they did in that rainy day at Soldier Field when you were there, and they beat you in a game you shouldn't have lost.
And Bears.
So if it happens again, then next Monday we can come in and maybe...
Yeah.
And no, you can strike whatever chord you want at 888-957-9570. I'm not yet to the doom and gloom portion. However, you look at those last two games that have happened since you and I have seen each other, and they are ferocious, to use Lowe's word, ferocious defensive efforts.
Oh my God.
You can't stop the run.
No.
You can't catch the quarterback. You can't cover, and you can't generate turnovers.
Yeah.
And you've given up 73 points?
No. I mean, okay, tucked into all of this, because I'm not going to react so much to last night as much as I was already sort of feeling this. Nick Sorensen's probably not the guy. He's probably not the guy. And I know you can sit here and go, but his best players.
Yeah.
No Bosa, no Lenore, and Warner's on one leg. You could say that, but I look at it more sort of mathematically and functionally. I don't think Nick Sorensen has pushed a button that's really mattered all year long. I don't necessarily know that he's done something that's just like egregiously wrong. I just don't know if he's done anything that's helped either.
Agreed. And
so he's probably not the guy.
Yeah, we'll see, because Kyle Shanahan today at his press conference did speak about Nick Sorensen, and he said he doesn't think that Nick's the problem over the last couple of weeks. And Kyle was actually taking some of the responsibility for the team not being prepared.
Kyle Shanahan and accountability?
Might have been a little bit of accountability.
No.
I said responsibility. No.
Well,
but
this is kind of the same thing, isn't it?
It's accountability is next door neighbor for sure.
We need this today, don't we?
Possibly.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we
need
all
that bubbly water.
Yeah, we do.
See you in the aisles.
Well, you know what I mean? Everybody's got to, it's a take the weight off Monday a little bit, isn't it? Clean it up a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, so take it off with the LaCroix right there. I'm sure you picked that up Safeway, aisle 12, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, Costco, but no. I know. I'll see
this guy.
No,
25 years in the business.
See you in the aisles. I'm there every single day. But anyway.
Anyhow.
Look.
Anyway, 73 points in 2 weeks. I do think that they have a coordinator problem. But Kyle today defended Nick Sorensen and said,
"Of course he did."
Well, it's good. Well, yeah, he didn't do that last year.
No, he actually kind of did. Like, I mean, the whole Steve Wilks thing, outside of what happened against Minnesota last year, you never heard Kyle come out and be like, yeah, I think Steve's the problem. But then what did they do 10 seconds after the season was over? And that may happen again this year. Like, if Robert Saleh wants that job next year, why wouldn't you give it to him? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, get your defense back to being good again.
I don't know. Have some energy. Have something going on the sideline. But again, that's a question for a different
day. Sure.
You're not going to do anything about it now. But I sort of, just based on what we're hearing today, and I think that there's a huge Brock Purdy conversation to have, and I think we'll have it here coming up in just a little bit. But I do want to throw this out there. If you think it's time to sort of like drop the curtain on the season, say so. But then why? Why? Like, what is it? And what is it you want to get out of that? And in turn, if you're with us, which is to say, well, no, hang on a second. I'm mad. I'm bummed. I'm disappointed. I'm all those things. But I still want to see what you got next. I'm not sitting here saying I think they can make the playoffs. I'm certainly not sitting here telling you that I think they can do anything if they make the playoffs. But the narrative today that not only shut this season down, I hear a lot of people almost doing shut the era down. It's time for a full-blown reboot.
Windows closed.
What does that mean? I just
well, that means Lynch and Shanahan are gone. You don't re-side Purdy, and you really start to till the soil. You turn that thing over.
Is that are some of us there? Start over? Start from scratch?
I would love to hear from those people because for me, that is not. Not only is it not on the table, you have too much in place right now that'll at least carry through. I don't know, next year and maybe beyond. If you still believe that Trent Williams is good, and I do believe he still is good or good enough, can you get one more year out of him? Sure. Can you get another year out of Debo? Yeah. And Kittle and Purdy at that salary. And Bosa. These are all really good NFL players still. So for me, you're not even thinking about blowing it up and, you know, replacing a general manager or the head coach or both.
It's interesting, isn't it? I do wonder this. And you can take any one of the names that you're bringing up. You know, you brought up Bosa and Debo and Trent and Kittle. I focus mostly on Kyle Shanahan. And one thing I wonder is how come more people don't see this for what I think it is, which is an outlier.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Why don't we see that? Kyle Shanahan is having a bad year. I'm glad he took some responsibility. I agree. He is having a bad year. And if you would like to criticize Kyle for all kinds of little things, you can. I'll give you one. You want one? I thought this was odd last night. Circumstantially odd. I know Kyle Juszczyk hasn't fumbled in 4 years. I'm aware of that. He also only touches the ball on average like maybe twice a game.
Yep.
So he doesn't get a lot of opportunities to fumble the football. I think when Jordan Mason is gashing a defense the way that he was, and there's snow on the ground, and there's every reason to think that when you're inside the 5-yard line, if you just hand it off a few times to Jordan Mason, he's going to go into the end zone. Why would you rock the fullback for his first touch of the game? In that moment where it was like, look, either you score a touchdown here or this thing is completely out of hand. This game is beyond over. It's 21-3. You come out in the second half. You get a great return. You go hot knife butter straight through to the 4-yard line. And then you go, look, this is a different kind of a game. We got snow. It hurts more. It's harder to hold on to things. Let's hand somebody the ball who hasn't touched it all night in the second half of a football game. That was weird to me.
Yeah, great play call. I mean,
it would have worked if he hadn't dropped the ball.
A little bit of an awkward handoff. I don't know if he cut in too late, or it seemed like the exchange was a little awkward, and then he got it. There was a big hole right through, boom, to the one.
And I'm sure that's the way Kyle looks
at it. And a good defensive plan. Yeah. I mean, the defensive player made a great play to punch it out.
Sure.
I always credit Fred for a punch out. That was a straight-up punch out. But I'm kind of with you. It's seemed a little bit awkward.
It's an odd time.
To the fullback, but Kyle would defend it by saying, well, the play clearly worked.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's one step away from scoring.
So we can do all that. He's having a bad year, but why can't or why don't more of you, in my mind, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm just hearing some voices, it feels like we don't go there. This is an outlier for Kyle Shanahan's career, not the next brick on the wall, in my opinion.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.